From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou say they are proud their hometown was chosen to host the G20 meetings. VOA's Bill Ide is in Hangzhou, where President Obama arrived today.
This is President Obama's last trip to the region, so he really wants to shore up this relationship as best he can to try to keep it going in a sort of a positive direction, or at least to highlight the ways that the two can work together. And that is key. While many argue and say that the pivot is about fighting against China or trying to encircle China, it's also about keeping U.S. presence here in the region and also working together, finding ways to cooperate with all of the members of Asia, including China.
VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14 in his hometown of Davao. While Abu Sayyaf militants have claimed responsibility for that blast, Duterte has investigators looking at other possible suspects, like drug dealers. The president has launched a hard campaign against drug dealers since taking office. The lawlessness declaration allows the military to work with the police to establish checkpoints and to increase patrols. Abu Sayyaf militants have declared allegiance to the Islamic State. They're known for their deadly bombings, ransom kidnappings, and the beheading of hostages. This is VOA News. Uzbekistan.